It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And if you're looking to transform your home or your business before Christmas, now is the time to get onto them. If you want fresh new flooring, the experts at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture will do it for you, but only if you book it really, really quickly. Right now, their pre-Christmas sale is on. You can enjoy big in-store discounts, but as I said, you will need to be quick. So get in this week for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery and installation. Now, with over 50 years of experience, the lads at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture have built up a reputation that you can walk on literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. Jeremy, where do I go to contact Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture?
Well, I know a lot of people, my mother included, like going into a physical shop, and they have two physical shops. One is in Artane in Dublin 5, near the Northside Shopping Centre. Northside. Great, great shopping centre. And the other one is in Rush in North County Dublin, just up the road from us here in Portmarnock, right beside the Strand Bar in Rush, where you all know. So pop into either their store in Artane or in Rush and check out their amazing, what a selection. I was there the other day, as you know, I sent you a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
The most exciting photograph you ever got, me looking at carpets.
It was very exciting, yeah. You can call them on 01-847-3320. Tell them that the lads at Opinions Matter told you to call. 01-847-3320. And our thanks to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A new advert has just dropped, and it is being shown in cinemas, it's being shown on television, and it is to target parents of children of a certain age because of their exposure online on social media.
It's a bit dramatic, I thought.
No, I actually don't think it's a bit dramatic.
It's all done very, very sinister, and like strangers coming
up. Let me just play. Anyway, so this is a video. It's actually on our Facebook page if you want to have a look at the actual video itself. But I'm going to play, obviously this is an audio podcast, and I'm going to play the audio from this particular video. And it's mammy and daddy walking through a shopping centre with their daughter, who I reckon is maybe 6, 7, 8, sometime or some age around that. Have a listen to the audio from this advert.
Hi, Ava.
So there's a man.
Do you know that man?
Man just saying hello to Ava.
Happy birthday, Ava. 8 already. Looks like you did ball with your friends.
Another random stranger saying happy birthday to this child.
Ah, I see you're back playing football Thursdays, Ava. Hope your dad picks you up on time for once.
Again, another stranger saying hello to Ava.
Every time you share their life online, you risk sharing their personal data with the world. Pause before you post. A message from the Data Protection Commission.
Talk about parent shaming.
Well, no, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Pause before you post is the line. Basically, what this is saying is it is telling parents to think twice before you post photographs of your own children online.
Yeah.
And it highlights that these people don't necessarily know Ava, yeah, but they've seen her life online.
Oh, no.
They have seen that she goes to football. They have seen that it's her birthday.
Yeah.
And they recognise her from the photographs that her parents post
online. I get the meaning
online.
Of the ad. I'm not stupid. So I get the meaning of the ad. I just think it's a bit dramatic. Now, I will say this. I'm not fully behind I'm not behind you oversharing your kids online. And before you come at me,
okay.
I know you're going to... I'm not the poster child for this.
Okay, you
know,
but what I was about to
we're
say...
We're not going
to
make it about me.
I'm going to use this as an example, right? I've met your son. I've met your youngest daughter. I have never met your middle daughter.
But you know what she looks like from...
If she walked in tomorrow, I'd know exactly who she is.
If she did. She was out here a couple of...
No, that was your younger daughter.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd never met your middle daughter, but I would know her as soon as I saw her.
Of course you would. Whereas I don't know what Katie's kids look like.
Correct.
Because
of she's never posting. Katie's coming on in a second because
oh, she is. She's wearing two. Well, I don't want to be the poster boy for this, and I'm not the punching bag and the whipping. What's it called? The whipping boy for this? Because I agree that oversharing. I had to stop following certain friends on social media because they were putting up like pictures of their kids in the bath nearly playtime. Jack and Sarah having playtime in the bath, and I was like, this is enough. And as well. And I do post photographs of my kids on social media, mm-hmm. but I would be aware of certain rules. Like I'd never post photographs of them in their school uniform because I don't want people knowing where they go to school. So nobody would know where they go to school. Okay. Like we were at the Panto the other night. I put up a photograph of the three of them at the Panto. I don't see how that could put them in harm's way. I just think...
You are one of those parents. Dramatic. The only posts you actually put up on social media these days are of your kids. That's the truth of it. That's all I ever see on your social media.
Your daughter does the same. Her child is all. That's when you're proud of your kids. Your daughter does it as well.
And I'm not arguing the point.
In fact, as soon as your grandson was born, you had a photograph up on your public Facebook page of you holding your
Correct.
Grandson.
An unidentifiable baby.
Doesn't matter. You still did it.
An unidentifiable baby. Still? They all look the bloody same. I certainly won't be posting photographs of him going to school or in the bath or
I don't think he should go
in
to school.
In the park or anything like that. Anyway, the bottom line is this ad is telling parents to stop to pause before you post is what they're saying. Yeah,
I think
twice before you post.
Yeah, I think common sense should come into it. And again, you know...
Again, Jeremy, the point I'm making, and it's a valid point, I know your daughter without ever having met her.
Yeah, but...
I know, for example, she got her ears pierced last week.
Yeah, because I put it up on Facebook. Yes,
correct.
Private Facebook page, only family and friends on it.
But no. You also post your kids on more public posts, like on Twitter. You do, on X.
The odd time, yeah.
Yeah.
But what harm is going to come? Kids have never been safer.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
If you've been a regular listener to this podcast over the years, you will know that this is something that our Katie has always spoken very openly about. Since Katie's kids were born, not once has she posted, and in fairness to her, she never has.
I know, Tay kills her.
Yeah, well, let me find out. Not once has she ever posted a photograph of her children on her social media. The only photograph she may have posted is one of the two of them from behind, maybe on their way to school.
And I don't see the point of that. Just don't post it all if it's going to be the back of their head.
You can't see the kids. That's the point.
Yeah.
And Katie, you, as I said, have spoken about this an awful lot over the years. You've been... ridiculed at times for being so overprotective. Why have you never put photographs of your children online?
Hello. So for me, like I said before, I don't think social media is a place for kids. You don't know who can see your photos. You can have your page as private as possible. And once it's up on the internet, the point is it's on the internet. I think I would go as far as to say parents exploit their kids for likes and shares. Jeremy, I would absolutely think, Jeremy, you exploit your kids on a regular basis for likes and shares. No, whatever about posting your kids now and again, with you, it's constant. I know what your kids are
Hang on. I'll finish. I'm not making this topic about me.
But you're the one saying, I'm actually talking, if you let me finish, please, not be so rude.
I'm not the whipping boy for your paranoia.
Well, you're going to be the whipping boy today because you use the term dramatic to describe the ad. You're the same person who...
I thought it was dramatic.
Hang on a second. I'm still talking. You say that you don't post your kids in their school uniform. I have seen your children in their school uniform.
Oh, sorry. Yes, on my own private.
But it doesn't matter. Then don't say that you don't. That's such bullshit.
Okay, Jeremy, let me ask you. Many friends have you got on your private Facebook page?
I don't know and I don't care.
Probably 700.
My point is,
the reason I'm getting pissed off, Jeremy, is you're saying it's dramatic, but at the same time, you're not recognising the actual dangers here.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, Katie. Let's talk about the dangers. I was in your company earlier when you got a copy of that video, and it nearly brought you to tears. You were so shocked by the actual video and what it stands for, because for you, that stands for everything you've always stood for.
Yes, I think the video is extremely clever. I think whoever made the video, they should get a rise on a promotion. I think it's an absolutely gripping ad. I think it's very powerful, very impactful. I think for Jeremy to say it's dramatic, Jeremy, that's the reality, is that I have walked through the town I live in, and I've recognised kids that I've never met before through basically being friends with their parents. I've recognised them out and about. I know where they go to school. I know what food they like. I know what football teams they support. I know what TV shows they watch. I could walk up to that child if I was that way inclined and say, hi, Mary or Joe, your mum wants me to come and get you. We're going to go meet her in blah, blah, blah. I can name the parents.
Okay, but do you believe that those children, so again, your children, I mean, I went onto your Facebook page and last post you put up of your child, and you're saying I put them up for likes and shares. Well, I mean, so are obviously you, because you put up a photograph of your daughter holding a cat's hand and stuff like that, which is, and by the way, I'm not judging you.
That was me saying it was her birthday, but you can put up a post,
but the only difference between that and a photograph I put up is you chopped her head off, so don't do it at all if you're not going to. Let me read out a message from a girl, and now I happen to know this girl, Orla. She's a regular listener to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm friends with her on social media as well, and she puts up a lot of photographs of her kids as well. And she says, honestly, people don't care if your photos of your kids are online. White van paranoia syndrome, she says, Kate, you're suffering from.
Listen to what Katie just said.
I don't listen to everything she
says. Through adult friends of hers on social media.
Yeah, I know that. She knows.
Jeremy, you're missing the point.
No, you walked
the
by...
hang on a second.
You walked by a kid in Ashburn. You walked by a kid in Ashburn, yes. and you knew where to... But what are you going to do with that information?
I'm not. But the point is, there are freaks. Unfortunately, we live in a world where there are paedophiles and weirdos and creeps and freaks who aren't safe for children. And yeah, okay, the chances are small. But if there's a chance at all, any... Why bother? Is it worth it for a like and a share? Is it worth you having your kid's face plastered all over the internet? Because Facebook is the internet. Is it worth it for the like and that like and that share?
Okay, back in the day when we were all kids, and I'm sure this happened with you, Katie, and I'd say everybody this has happened to, every Irish kid at some stage had their picture appear in the newspaper. Do you remember if you had a sale at work, your picture would be in the newspaper? And that was never frowned upon. And in fact, you know, it's the exact same thing. It's just a modern version of it. I'm sure, Katie,
but it's not, and I'll tell you why it's so different. Yeah, and I'll tell you why it's not. Your local newspaper at the time will be seen by 5,000 people. Yeah, it was in the bin the following week. It was in the bin the following week, never to be seen again. The internet is a completely different beast. Once a post appears online, it's there forever.
So do you believe?
But Jeremy, I know where your kid regularly plays football. I knew if you ask me now, where's Luke on a Friday night? Let's say I could tell you where he is at the exact time where he is, because I know that that's the football team he supports, because you post it every week.
But everybody I'm friends with on my private Facebook page,
I guarantee you don't know every single one of them.
I do. Sorry, because I've.
But the point you're missing, you're friends with them on your page is private. But how do we know how private anything is? When you put something on Facebook, you're giving Facebook the right to own your photograph. You don't know where that photograph could end up. You don't know what hacks.
You don't know who might share that photograph.
Well, have you had this conversation with your daughter, Adrian?
No, I kind of have.
She tell you to mind your own business. Your daughter every day is passing. And by the way, I think it's great. Your grandchild is gorgeous. He's the cutest thing ever.
He is. Yeah.
And your daughter is a very, very proud mammy. But she is plastering because she feels proud
again,
to be a mother.
Again, at this moment, and I'm not defending it, by the way. But at this moment, her child is a little baby. He's not out walking the streets on his own. But she won't be for many years to come.
I would imagine going forward that she will be that type that will. And I don't think, by the way, that your grandchild is in any more danger than Katie.
No, I don't think. At his present age, he
children
is.
Children have never ever been safer in this world than they are.
Jeremy, that's such a cop out. Statistically, that's actually true. Let's deal with the facts as well. First of all, you have very cute children. The three of them, they are beautiful children. No one's taking that away from you. But nobody wants to be looking at them constantly on their timeline either. There's oversharing as well, to the point you kind of think, oh, there's Jeremy. If I shared a photo now on my Facebook, people would be like, oh gee, she shared a photo of her kids, whereas with you it's just like, oh, there's another photo of Jeremy's kids. Like, it's so over the top.
Okay, but
what he has done, which I find even more shocking, which I was really surprised by at the time, to the point that I actually sent it as a screenshot on our WhatsApp group, is you actually shared it on your public Twitter.
And you have done. You have done, Jeremy. Where you have absolutely zero
belief.
You have zero control.
But again,
and you know yourself what an absolute cesspit Twitter or X is.
And I've eased back on Twitter. Okay, Casey, I mean, and that was, by the way, someone's about to rip the head off you now, 1 second. So I'm getting
is
the popcorn.
Angela?
No, I'm getting the popcorn after that. But if all you've done over the last while is, like, you're not the perfect parent, and you've made out that you are the perfect parent.
No, I'm not.
If that's the worst thing that a parent does, there's so much worse things that parents are doing. And secondly, there's nothing. You're saying, you know, oh, I don't like when people post photographs of kids. Just unfollow them, and so it's there.
Okay, but Jeremy, let me ask you a question. This is a debate we've had on and off over years.
Everybody posts. Say, for instance, I'm friends with someone who on Facebook, Katie, and they're mad into fitness, and every fucking day they photograph up themselves on the treadmill or whatever the case may be. It's their Facebook page. It's their social
media.
This
is a conversation we've had for years with you and me and Katie. Over Casey's refusal to post photographs
of her kids.
I'd
say it kills her.
No,
it doesn't kill me. It would kill me if someone did it.
Since the day her son was born, you've called her a paranoid lunatic.
Oh, she is.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why, therefore, do you believe the Data Protection Commission has decided to bring out that advert, saying exactly what Casey has said for years?
Because, and I'm going to answer, I think some parents do absolutely take it too far. And in fact, Casey, you will know this as well. A lot of our followers on Facebook, like, we've 200,000 followers, and we'd often go onto their pages to try and contact them. And in fact, Katie pointed this out to me a couple of weeks ago, that some of their Facebook pages are just an open fucking book. Like, the fact that
it's
scary. Yeah. So I think common sense needs to prevail. This is not a black and white thing. I think common sense needs to prevail when it comes to this, that you don't have to tell people where your kids are every single, like, I mean,
but even that, why overshare? Why have your kids' school crest in a photo? Why have the football team for Luke? Why have the football team? Why put that out for the world?
Katie, let me ask you then, in general, so this ad from the commission, the Data Protection Commission, is urging parents to think before you post, okay? And they're urging parents to stop oversharing images of their children. What do you think is the risk to children in Ireland if parents
she thinks
share
the white man in the van is
No, she never said a white man in the van.
Don't be so facetious, Jeremy. The risk is that people know things that they shouldn't know about children that they don't know. And children they have access to, if they're weirdos, like, let's face it, I don't know that I don't have a paedophile on my friends list. Neither do you, Jeremy. A lot of that paedophilia and that kind of stuff happens within the family home. You don't know anyone. Why take the chance? When my daughter started school, or if my son gets an award, I'll send it in a WhatsApp group, or I'll send it directly to the person or the people who are close enough with me to give a shit and to care and to want to see it. Why put it out there? Why take a risk? I just don't understand why. Stay there for a second, Katie.
I know you have to go in a minute.
But let's put that out there, because I take on board some of the points of Katie. But let's get out there. We have a huge audience to this podcast. Is there anybody listening at the moment, a parent, who has ended up putting their child in danger over what they posted on social media? That's a fair question to ask, by the way, because Katie's saying that you are. So is there any parent who put the photograph up? Like, are my kids more likely to be abducted than Katie's kids?
Well, Jeremy, I was listening to a radio station earlier on who were talking about this, and a woman, a mother on it, said she posted a picture of her child and basically doing a hair thing for cancer.
Yeah.
And a few weeks later found a page using the picture of her child saying that her child had cancer. Now, she didn't allow that to happen. Had she not have posted that picture, my point is that wouldn't have happened.
Okay,
nobody would have had access to the photo.
Final question, by the way. I'm sure you have a school nativity coming up for one of your kids very soon. Are you going to allow photographs of those to be published online, or for other parents to take photographs?
No, I don't. I've told swimming classes, school, everything. My kids don't. No, it's an all out no. My kids don't go on social media. I don't care.
Stay there for a second, Katie, because John wants to get in on this. You wanted to talk to Katie. Go on, John.
Who's Katie, the president? Seriously, you know, what Katie, I'm going to ask you a simple question. And I post my kids online, and they're not even kids anymore. I've been posting them from day one, when they were born, all the way up to now. You know, they're in their 20s now. They haven't been abducted. They haven't been killed. They haven't been taken away by a wife. You see, when you dropped that video, Adrian, earlier on, I actually watched it twice, and I said to myself, fucking hell, are you serious? The dramatics of it is, as what Jeremy said, is unbelievable. You know, Nothing. My kids, the last time I checked, my kids are still walking and they're still alive. Nobody abducted them. Nobody done nothing to them. Nobody, Ava, how are you getting on? Nobody
John,
said fuck all of my kids ever.
You're
I'm not missing any point, Casey.
Hang on.
I'm living proof that nothing ever happened.
I could get into my car today pissed or stand off my brain and drive down the road or go to the shop. That's not to say I will crash, but it could happen. There's a likelihood that it could happen. Do I take that chance? No. Why?
I just think it's overdramatic, Casey. And I think you're being overdramatic, really, as well. It's up to yourself, Casey. What Jeremy said there, I seen the same picture with the cat with the paw. Look, I thought it was cute. I thought it was nice. But the fact of the matter is, why post it at all, so? Why just bother?
Because you can post stuff without exposing everything about your kids.
Either you or not. You know, I have what I have on my Facebook. And I post my pictures. And I have family in Canada, Australia, America, all over the world. And they see what they see. And I'm not going to go individually in and start posting, as you said, in WhatsApp groups and everything.
John, imagine you posted a picture of your child when she was small, lovely little girl, pretty little girl, or lovely little boy, and you found it on a paedophile website, because it does happen. I've heard of it happening.
Just what you said there, right? You actually think that I'm at home printing pictures of fucking kids? You see, this is what I'm saying. What's the worst that can come out of this?
John, you don't think there's weirdos out there taking pictures
on
social media?
Well, what I'm saying to you is, Casey, everybody's just being overdramatic here, I think. You know, not everybody, sorry, but yourself.
And as well, John. Okay.
I'm going to tell you, John, when it comes to kids, you can't be overdramatic.
The fact of the matter is, what I did say to you already, there's nothing wrong with the kids. They're still alive. It's the last one.
By the way, Casey.
They're still alive. Well, that's okay. Just put them on a paedophilia website.
Statistics would show the people that you have to be afraid of your kids is not the man, the stranger walking through the park on his own. It's not the man in the shopping centre. Listen to me for a second. The people that children are most at danger from, and Adrian's nodding his head because you know.
No, I know what you're going to say. Yeah,
are family members.
The data commission or whatever it is felt the need to make this video.
Hang on, John.
The content of that video, the child walking along, people knowing, this is an argument. This is something I said was terrifying a year ago on this podcast.
What are you worried about? This doesn't affect your kids. Your kids are not known.
I actually think that social media should have a clampdown on kids being posted online. I want to see more of these ads.
Your kids have big emojis over their faces.
I think it was a total waste of money, this ad. That's what I think.
I think whoever made it should get a pay rise.
It's absolutely ridiculous, I think. And it's scaremongering. It is scaremongering. Here's the thing.
Maybe parents need to be scaremongered, John.
There's a lot of people in the post, I don't know how anybody posts their kids on. But do you ever get a fucking grip? I bet you these parents, the same parents that are saying these comments, have their kids playing fucking Roblox every day of the week. And then you know what the fucking real problems are. You see, you know, we're sharing a picture online, as I say, to friends and family, what's going on online with kids at home playing video games. There's the big issues there. That's where they have an issue, you know. But I don't have an issue because I don't fear for anything, because what can you do with my picture, Katie, and my son and my daughter? As you said, the worst of the worst can happen. You can end up on this side or that side.
Why take the risk? If people are close enough to you to care about your kid, then you can send it to them privately.
You shouldn't take a picture of your kids and the achievements that you do. I actually like to do that, John.
We're all very proud.
You can send it on to people on WhatsApp.
We're
all very proud.
I think it's a bad thing to do.
You keep living in that weird little world.
Live in a world where my kids are safe and have privacy.
Okay,
yeah,
Katie,
100%.
I know you have to go and collect your daughter.
No, it's alright. I have my daughter here with me.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Clodagh?
Hello.
That's Clodagh.
I don't like my picture on the internet.
I don't like my picture on the internet.
John, from my 5-year old.
John, by the way, the 5-year old doesn't know what she wants for dinner, so don't be. Don't be passing on your paranoid schizophrenia onto your child.
Exactly. Well done.
Thank you.
Well said.
says Jeremy, his kids are there on Twitter for the world to see. Jeremy, I could easily walk up to your son and say, not know him, and have him walk home with me.
I know, my son, by the way, I don't know if you don't know this, you mustn't pay attention to parent-teacher meetings. Children learn about stranger danger from the age of junior infants in school. So
you're missing the point. Katie has said she has been able to garnish enough information about individual children that she could actually befriend them.
It's a bit weird that she has that information.
Because it's online.
Yes, it's a bit weird that it's there for me to have.
So what Katie's essentially saying is, Agent, that she could pick one of my kids up from school. I call it bullshit.
Yes, that's
what you do. Why would you try it?
Sorry, John.
You're on CCTV. Have to give a password.
John, of course it's bullshit. Katie's talking bollocks, because the thing is, every school, I mean, Jesus, does she know anything about how schools work? Every school, creche and after school care has a list of names of people that can pick them up.
Absolutely.
So I could not go up to your child's school now, Katie, and pick up Clodagh from school.
You're so naive and you're so silly. If your son was walking home from school alone, I should even walk up to him and say, hey, Luke, I saw that match the other night. That was really good. I saw you in the restaurant.
I actually agree with Katie on this.
No, he knows that.
I don't.
But people don't care. I'm sorry to tell you. People,
I know, I'm not
going to
get it, but what Katie's basically saying is, Agent, and I know quite well that I'm not going to get within a stepping distance of Luke, because that's what Jeremy said, and I'm going to say the same thing again. You need to be told. The school know who's collecting who, and you need to give passwords. I call that absolute bullshit.
Let's put this very, very simply. Agent, my kids are walking down the road, and Jeremy's kids are walking down the road. Now, I think you've met probably both of our kids, but take that, you know, out of the equation. All our kids walking down the road.
I've already said to Jeremy before you come on.
I'd hate to live a life like Katie.
I've never met Jeremy's middle daughter, but I would know her if she walked in the room right now.
I would hate to live a life like you, Katie, because I'd hate to be that paranoid about it, that the whole world wants to abduct your children. That's a horrible way to live. Because the fact of the matter is, there is no evidence to corroborate the accusations that you're making that child abduction.
So why did the dad admission?
That's exactly what I was about to ask
such
you,
and such money, it's such and such amount of money on this ad. It's obviously important enough because parents are thick.
Can I have the facts from this?
Again, John, the question has to be asked, why did the data protection? I'll tell you why.
Why did the Department of Transport as well do ads telling people to slow down, to stop using their phones?
Because it's dangerous.
But does that stop you? Does it stop Katie?
It stops an awful lot of people.
You never speed, Adrian. But you cop on. But just
it's very dramatic what that ad is. It's very dramatic. It's over dramatic, actually.
Okay, stay there for a moment. Our number is 085-825-2626. The Data Protection Commission have issued an advert where they are urging parents to pause before you post. They're basically encouraging parents to stop sharing images and stories about their children too much online, because all sorts of people are finding out the information. The video is actually on our Facebook page if you want to have a look at it at any time while you're listening to this podcast. The Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. This is Robbie.
Yeah, I think this ad is fear-mongering. There is a grain of truth to it, but I don't think it's nearly as extreme as the ad or some people would have you believe.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Maureen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Maureen?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Maureen. Well, what do you make, firstly, of this ad encouraging parents to pause before you post photographs of your children online?
I think that the ad is brilliant. I think it's a very good ad. I haven't posted my son's face online since he was born. Now I post like the back of his head, or I might post like a photo of his hand or like his little foot when he was first born, but I've never posted a photo of his face.
And that's precisely what our Katie does as well. Ever since her son was born, and he's 6 now, maybe nearly 7, I have met the child, but I've never seen his photograph online. So, but she does put the odd post up of maybe their hand or whatever, but I've never seen the kids online. Why did you make that decision?
One of the reasons why I made the decision is because when I was pregnant, me and my partner watched a documentary online about the dark web, and it absolutely freaked the life out of two of us about how AI works now and how people can get into profiles that are on private and public. Doesn't matter if your page is on private, because these hackers are so good at getting into profiles that it doesn't matter what your privacy settings are. And so we were looking at this program, and it shows how easy it is for them to get into profiles, take photos of your kids and put them on the dark web doing all different sorts of stuff that's absolutely disgusting. And that's when we made the decision not to post. Then as time has gone on, I've learned different things, like from people who work in tech and stuff like that. They've told me that the generation of kids that are online now are going to have the most trouble when they're older for people stealing their identity. So they're going to have to deal with the most for identity theft and stuff like that. And like
explain that to me. In what way is their identity under threat?
Because their photos are online. Because their photos are posted online. So basically, so you think about if a child goes missing and someone is able to generate their photo. Say they're missing 10 years, you're able to generate a photo of them of what they're supposed to look like in 10 years' time. So basically what I was told is that that's what we will have problems with in the future, is that because there's so many photos of these kids online that people will be able to generate photos of them in the future for the likes of getting into your online banking or anything like that. Like if you have your facial recognition, if a lot of things are going to turn into facial recognition now, that your ID.
Okay, now, people like Jeremy have said...
It's not people like Jeremy.
But it is, because you said it. Okay, people well. Like you,
people like
Maureen...
Your daughter, people like your daughter.
My daughter's not here to speak for herself.
No,
so,
but I speak
Maureen, he would call a parent like you a paranoid parent.
No, I don't. I think...
You did. You called Casey it already.
No, but she's, Maureen's a bit more level-headed now.
No. She's the exact same as Casey. The exact same.
I don't mind being called a parent. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, because I am doing what I think protects my son at the end of the day. The same way I don't allow him to have an iPad. I don't allow him to watch certain programs on TV. Like my son's only 16 months. So like he doesn't really have any interest in anything got to do with like Roblox or anything like that that's going on at the minute. But that's another thing that's scary. Like how many kids are being groomed on that Roblox app? Like how many kids have an iPad? Like how many kids go through, like have a phone? Like, I go through a shopping centre with my
But there are parents, and I saw the Primetime Investigates about Roblox and about the kids being groomed on it, but parents, for some bizarre reason, choose to believe in their own little heads, and you're the same, Jeremy. But it won't happen to my child. My child's not a danger. My child is not
sorry,
a risk.
No, sorry, I never said that. Every child is... obviously, every child is at danger, but children have never been safer. By the way, I said that, made that statement about 20 minutes ago, and people go mad over it. That is actually true. Children have never been safer. We have...
I actually don't agree anymore. And I'll tell you where I don't believe they're safe.
You agreed last week.
I tell you, okay. No, physically, in the world at large, walking around the streets, I believe they're safe. In the online world, I don't believe they're safe. I believe they're becoming more unsafe as the years
but
go on.
But unfortunately, that is just the world that we live in. And as soon as your children get to the age where they can have their own phone and their own social media, then that Pandora's box is open. Then.
Okay, so
you look, and that's one of the reasons, by the way, that I came off Facebook or off TikTok, Maureen. I set up TikTok when I was when lockdown was on to do videos and stuff, and I had to come off it because I found it very sinister. There was young ones, preteen young ones, in their bedrooms, in their literally in their nightclothes, doing stupid dances, and I was like, so that's a bigger problem.
This is a problem as well. There's not enough parents watching what's going on when they give their child a phone. So you give your child a phone, and that's just it. I remember, like when I was a kid, even though social media wasn't a big thing when I was a teenager, when I was given a phone, I was given a set of rules, and my phone was taken off me every evening before I went down to the room. My phone was never allowed to be down in my bedroom before I went to bed. My father would take the phone off me before I was going to sleep, and my dad would go through my phone to make sure that there wasn't people on my phone that shouldn't have been on my phone.
And when you think of phones now, it's the phone you had then with absolute knobs on in terms of what it's capable of doing compared to the phone you probably had when you were younger. Okay, but so the ad that the Data Protection Commission has launched, you believe, is a very good ad. It needs to hit home to parents to stop exposing your children online.
Absolutely.
Okay, so John, there you are. Is that another paranoid parent?
Absolutely, for what they're hearing. You know, kids have to learn what they live out at the end of the day, and they have to grow up with technology. You know, you might think you're doing, you know, the world of good for your child, you know, at one stage, not giving them, look, I don't mean give your kids phones and laptops when they're 5 and 6 years of age. But what I do say is, you know, 10, 11, 12, they need technology. They have to go forward. They're using technologies in the school. And, you know, they're using technology. Everything is based on technology at this day and age, of course. But, you know, again, you know, it's up to the parents, you know. I'm not going to berate her for saying, you know, she doesn't put pictures up online. That's her own business. But am I doing wrong? Not at all. You know, I think it's just, again, it's overdramatic. The other
And Maureen, let me ask you, do you believe that parents, and I'm going to use Jeremy as an example again because he does it very regularly.
Yes.
Do you think they are doing wrong by their...
If you had young kids now, you'd be doing the same thing.
Do you think they're doing wrong by their children and posting regular photographs of them online?
I don't pass judgment on people who decide to post their photos on their kids' photos online. At the end of the day, every parent's different. But I think that there's a lot of naivety from parents around how dangerous.
Okay, but then I'll rephrase the question. Do you believe that at some time in the future, some parents may come to regret ever having posted photographs of their children online?
Absolutely.
There you go, John.
John, where? Well, in what sense of regret? As I said to you already, I'm doing it the last 25 years. You know, and the last time, as I said, you know, the same as Katie, they're doing very well for themselves. You know, I don't get these are points. I really don't. From someone that's got to be doing it for the last 25, well, sure, since technology was made available that we could do it, you know, Facebook started and social media started, like, being doing it. You know what I mean? So, I kind of hard to believe that, and you know, again, it's nothing has happened. You know, everybody,
I hate this, John, I can argue with you, by the grace of God, nothing has happened. By the
grace of God. I can't live in a world of war, Sajan. I never did and I never will. Never will.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. The Data Protection Commission has launched a television ad, a cinema ad, that shows a kid walking through a shopping centre with mammy and daddy and various random individuals unknown to this child say hello to her. They wish her a happy birthday. They say, oh, it's great to see you back at football. All information that these people have gleaned from social media because mammy and daddy have posted photographs of their daughter online.
I mean, you look at it, okay, say for instance myself, I don't have a big social media following, nor do you. But if you look, a lot of influencers post everything of their, like, I've seen a certain influencer posting videos and she has kids outside her house. You can see exactly where she lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think it comes down to. I think it comes down to common sense that don't overshare. Yeah. I mean, a photograph of my private Facebook page and my daughter's getting her ears pierced the other day. What of it? It doesn't say where they live. It doesn't say where they go to school. You know, what can be done with that?
Derek has been in touch with us with his opinion on this.
Hi lads, great topic. I have to say, I do agree with Katie 100%. I've walked through my hometown like hers, and I've seen plenty of kids that initially I think I know them, and then I realise, no, actually I don't know them. I know them because that's such and such a son or daughter, and I see them on Facebook, and I can tell what school to go to, what sports club to play for. I can tell that it was their birthday recently, they just turned 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever it is, and they had a party at the local leisure centre or whatever it was. And I think I know far too much information about children that I have never met before. And I think parents do, whether morally you agree with it or not, parents do have the right to share their children online, but I think the point of this ad is to make them think twice before to do so. And yeah, I think it's a great ad. It's fantastic, and parents should think twice before posting their children online, because people like me who have never met them should not know the amount of information I know about children, about the place that I have never been in contact with, never spoken to, and yet I know a lot of information about them. Thank you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What do you make of firstly, this advert encouraging parents to pause before they post, to think twice about posting photographs of their children online? What do you make of this? Is this paranoia, or is this...
Okay, There's a healthy amount of caution you should always have. Mm-hmm. However, fear-mongering, that it was a bit fear-mongering. However, some people do need that bit of a wake up. I understand that. However, like if you look on TikTok, TikTok is probably the worst thing that ever happened to society, because if you ever look at your interactions, you can see the breakdown of gender, age, things like that. If you look at the mommy vlogs and the family vlogs, you'll see that their interaction on a lot of their posts that like post their children are of males over the age of 25 in countries that have nothing to do with you. You'll see that. You can actually research that. It's very well known. And people trade children's photos like baseball cards. That's also well documented. And when you say that, oh yeah, it's usually people that you live with or around or your family members. No, actually in Northern Ireland, 400 out of 550 kids that were kidnapped in recent history were done by strangers. So, I mean, like the data is there when people say, oh no, it's you know what? Yes. When you're talking about child abductions, a lot of times it's like non-custodial parents. That is true. I get that, but we're talking about the far end of this.
Okay, so the ad that we're talking about, which as I mentioned earlier on, you can watch it on our Facebook page at any time.
Yeah, I saw it. It did scare. I was like, wow, that's okay. Fear-mongering.
Is that what you think it is, Elizabeth?
I think that it is an extreme form of like trying to get attention to something that actually you should be a little aware. Like
I know, but sometimes to get a point across, you have to shock. You do have to shock.
And Elizabeth, I understand that.
You're from the States, and my kids are obsessed with YouTube families, which are huge in America. These are families who literally post everything online. And my kids follow all these well-known families on YouTube. Not one child of any of those families. And by the way, when I say they overshare, their whole YouTube channels are about what they're having for breakfast, where they're going to the shop. And my kids are addicted to them to the point that my kids have American accents. But none of those kids from those big YouTube families who literally share every second of their life, none of those kids have been abducted.
Jeremy, you don't. Well, you understand that they don't show the dark side of this. They
don't
show.
I was about to say, do you believe, Jeremy? Do you believe that it is healthy for families to be exposing themselves to the whole world in that way?
I would never do this. I'd never be.
Do you think that a 12-year-old girl wants the world to know about what they had for breakfast or who they have a crush on or like their intimate parts of their day, like their first period? I remember that. Remember Ruby Frank? I mean, do you remember Ruby Frank?
Yes.
That right there can show you. And the Duggars. Let's just not talk about the Duggars and how problematic they are and how dark and deep that went. I mean, they put him in jail for a reason. And no one showed that side.
All right. So, Elizabeth, you think that the ad is a little bit of scaremongering, but you accept that sometimes you have to scare to get a point across.
You do have to show the stark reality that there are people out there that will take your information is power. In this world. And what I can glean off of people, like people don't worry about their privacy settings. They should, because there's crazy people out there that if you cross, like I was living in the South and working for that service dog company, they found my home address. They did, because I was putting on my Facebook, because I was stupid. I was putting on my Facebook where I was eating, and they found out because where I was eating and where I was walking with my dog, they knew my neighborhood and they found me. And they, because of that Joe Duffy article on me.
Okay, so
they found my house.
Okay, do you believe that parents are putting their children at some type of risk by constantly posting everything about them?
Yeah. I mean, you should have a bit of situational awareness and information security. Like, you don't need to share your exact geolocation of your child. That's dumb. Let's just be a little bit, how about common sense? We should have some common sense rules. You know, don't post publicly where your child goes to school. Don't post that publicly.
Obviously, that's a stupid thing to do,
what did you do?
Yeah, some
your
parents,
first day of school.
Yeah,
what
some
did
parents
you do on your first day of school?
Inadvertently have posted photographs of their kids.
How many photos of kids on their first day of school are in their uniform?
Yep, I agree. I totally agree. Let me squeeze in one final call on this, and that's you, Una. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Una. What's your opinion on this, on posting photographs of kids on social media?
Well, I was on to Jamie about this before, and of course, it's very dangerous. And not only that, I go to a creche and demonstrate road safety to little kids for the creche leader. And she just takes photographs of their back. She won't take any photographs of their face because if it gets out, and she won't give me any of the photographs I took because it's too dangerous out there. No, I wouldn't.
So what do you say then to parents who regularly post photographs of their children online every day in and day out?
Taking a big risk. Taking a very big risk.
A risk of what?
Well, there's a lot of paedophiles out there, and there's a lot of people that have child porn and take the features and put
with the greatest respect, Una, yes, there are one paedophile alive is one paedophile too many, by the way. They shouldn't be alive. But paedophiles... Now, I don't know how a paedophile's brain works because it's fucked up, but I would imagine no paedophile is going to get their jollies from a photograph of a child playing football in the local...
You'd never know.
No, that's not...
But they do for 50-year-olds.
No, they don't. The paedophiles are on the... Paedophiles are on the dark web. That's where they get that disgusting filth that they end up...
No,
on
their, you're wrong there.
It is! That's what Sorry, in any case... Well, I'm not wrong. In any case where a paedophile has been arrested and the evidence presented at court, yeah? Adrian, has it ever said in the court reports the paedophile had 1,000 photographs on his laptop of a child playing tennis in the tennis courts?
No. No. Not that I'm aware
of. They're horrific photographs that they have. That's how...
Okay, but Una, do you think parents are mad to be posting pictures of their kids online?
Yes. Right.
Yeah,
Matt.
Okay, thanks very much indeed for your call. I'll squeeze in one final voice note from Darren.
There was a case in the US there, not sure if it was this year or last year, where a girl grew up and she sued her parents for posting pictures of her online, and she won. And then she got emancipated, or whatever that word is, away from her parents. But she sued her parents for posting pictures of her when she was a baby, without her consent. But at the end of the day, they can't give consent.
And that's exactly Katie's argument ever since her kids were born.
This was in Australia, by the way.
Austria.
Over embarrassing Facebook photographs. You know, here's the thing. Maybe what kid is going to sue their parents? That's one of
the... Well, it has happened, okay? And one of the reasons that Katie has always not put photographs of her kids is that her kids are too young to give consent, and it is up to them to give their consent but for their image to be used online.
It's the same Katie who got her children christened without their consent, who put them in a school that they did not agree to go to without their consent. As parents, you do stuff all the time without your kids' consent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I always like to get the last word in.
For listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.